We're here at Menards Bag Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned good stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Brianna sobs and says my absolute favorite line of season 3, which is, I didn't do anything wrong. She's like sobbing at a restaurant. They're like outside. There's other people around. Like, and I'm sure in hindsight, she looks at that and she's like, what the fuck? Hello and welcome to another episode of Millennial TV's Laguna Beach Season 3 Recap. As always, we are your hosts, Candace, Liz, and Adrian. And just a reminder, you can follow us on Instagram, Reddit, Facebook, and YouTube. And always feel free to drop us a line and tell us what you're loving about the show. You can reach us at millennialtv@gmail.com. Don't forget, if you're having trouble following which outfits and moments we're talking about, we always post the highlights on our Instagram stories on release day. I just wanted to mention that I am so excited because coming up, we have our very first season 3 cast member joining the podcast, Miss Queen of Mean herself, Cammie Edwards. The interview is airing in 2 weeks, so stay tuned for that because it's a juicy one.
Thank you so much to everyone who entered the drawing to win the hat from Laguna Surf and Sport. It was really awesome to see everybody commenting and being excited about the giveaway. So it would be really fun to do something like this again in the future if you guys were into it. We entered everyone's names into a generator online, and the lucky winner is Erica Clark. We will be reaching out to you on Instagram to get your mailing information, and the hat will be on its way.
Enjoy the hat. We're so jealous that we don't get to enter, obviously, and keep the hat ourselves, but we hope you guys love it.
Post pictures wearing the hat, please.
Ooh, yeah, good one. We'll repost on our story.
Today, we are recapping Season 3, Episode 4, Old Friends, New Crushes. Before we get into all the drama, let's talk this week's pop culture news. Okay, if you have baby fever, maybe don't listen to this part of the podcast, but we've recently gotten 2 new celeb future Nepo babies to gush about, and I personally am excited about both of these babies. But first up is Justin Bieber and Hailey Bieber's new addition, Jack Blues Bieber, which, okay.
What? They named their, oh, I didn't hear that.
Jack Blues Bieber. Which I'm kind of loving the name. I think it's cute. It's very Elvis.
I love that they've used a normal name, Jack.
Yeah, yes, Jack.
But I love the middle name Blues. I think it's really cute.
It's very cute.
Mm-hmm. And usually I think celebrity baby names are so weird and out of touch, but this one is really super cute. And I'm actually really happy for them because I think the narrative has been that they have been trying for a while. So I think this is really exciting. And I'm not a huge fan of the celebrity couple, like, at all. I don't know. Maybe I'm biased towards Selena Gomez, but.
You are, because what does she have to do with this couple, okay?
Listen, I was a Jelena fan.
Jelena, yeah.
And, I mean, not really. I just thought they were, like, cute together. I wasn't, like, invested, you know? I was just like, oh, they're cute. And then when they broke up, I was like, oh, that's sad. And when they got back together, I was like, oh, yay, good for them. And then they broke up again, and I was like, okay, that's terrible. And then he got with Hailey Bieber Hailey Baldwin, because she was Baldwin first, but out of nowhere. And I was like, that's kind of weird. And then there's this weird narrative on TikTok about how Hailey is copying Selena or trying to copy Selena.
Oh my God.
I don't know. I don't know if any of that's true. I've just seen it on TikTok, so don't come for me, anybody. I'm not on any side, okay? I'm still super excited for them. I think it's awesome. And I love the baby name. I think it's super, like, I don't know, it fits, like, especially with, like, Justin Bieber being, like, the musical artist. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I think Jack Blues Bieber is cute. JBB, super cute.
That is cute, yeah.
I love it. But good for them. I'm super happy. I also, there's an actress, her name is Samantha Hanratty. She's pregnant right now. And she, I was scrolling through TikTok and I found a video of hers where she was like being really vulnerable and open and crying and saying that she wishes her pregnancy was like Hailey Bieber because she looks like she's glowing and so happy and she's like miserable and throwing up.
Oh man.
And she's like, I thought that I would be glowing like Hailey Bieber. And I'm like, this poor girl. But yeah, I do think she handled pregnancy very well. She looked really great. Like her the whole time. Well, I mean, I guess you didn't really see all of her pregnancy, but what I have seen of her pregnancy, she looked like she was having a fantastic pregnancy. So I'm happy for her. I'm happy for Justin. I hope that they can like stick it out. Cause a lot of times,
they will.
I know. I mean, I'm so happy they made it to this point. Cause they had like so many haters in the beginning of their relationship, even till now, like every time they like take a picture outside together and he like has a frown on his face or just like is looking, you know, like not smiling.
Yeah, I know.
Everyone's like, something. He's miserable. He hates you. Yeah. And it's like so annoying to like read. And I'm like, just leave him alone. They're happy. Everyone has their days. They look fine. And I'm like so happy they made it to this point and are like having a baby, you know, and they're like living in their own world.
That's
in their
what I'm
own
saying.
Bubble.
Like, I'm so happy for them, even though they're not like my couple. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not like,
oh, yeah, I don't stand like, them either. I'm just like, no. Good for them.
But I'm
they're
super happy for them.
And they had a baby. Yeah.
Like, awesome. Good for them. But I'm even more excited about, this is for my Glee fans, Lea Michele recently gave birth to her daughter, and her name is Emery Soul Reich, I think is her last name, Reach, R-E-I-C-H, which, again, I think the name is super cute and not too far out of touch, which is really exciting. She already has a son named Ever with her husband, and I love the E theme. Ever and Emery, very cute. They definitely go together. What do you guys think? Are the celeb names decent? Do you think we're gonna have some future Nepo babies on our hands? What do you think?
Emery's cute. I think that's another
very cute.
Like normal name.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
What was the son's name? Ever?
Ever.
Okay, that's like weird. Or at least like not one that I've heard before. Sorry if your baby's name is Ever, but I've never heard that one before.
I've heard it in like romance novels.
I've heard like Everett, but not Everett. Just Ever. Yeah.
No, I've heard Ever. For the life of me, I can't think of the book that it was, but I know it was in a book. I think it was a romance novel.
Is it Tuck Everlasting?
No. But I do love that book, and I love movie.
That's what it makes me think of.
Ever is his name, and I actually don't think it's too bad. I did think it was cheesy. She had an album come out, and she named it Forever, like for ever, but also forever, which I thought was like, you know,
eye roll.
It reminds me of, I knew this woman who gave birth to this baby and it was a girl and her last name was Moore, M-O-O-R-E, and she named her, I'm not kidding, Precious first name, Forever middle name. So her name was Precious Forevermore.
That's awful. Why would you do that? Oh my gosh.
And I was like, oh my God.
Wow.
So that's what Ever reminds me of.
Forever, the album though, is cute. Like it's not so obvious.
Yeah.
So I think like that's cute. And I think like any baby news coming out of the Glee family is super cute.
I know.
But any news related to Lea Michele, I'm so sorry. She
I
is
know.
Like so horrible. I don't like hearing about her success.
Okay, listen.
That's horrible.
Listen, no one can ever make me hate Lea Michele because I love Rachel Berry so freaking much.
Rachel Berry, the character, not in real life.
I know, but I can't bring myself to hate Lea Michele. Like,
I
just
can't
do it.
Yeah.
And
I
love her so much. And I know she's like Jasmine and I have this fight all the time because she freaking hates her and she thinks it's disgusting that she like actually spit on people at one point.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
And she told that girl she wanted to shit in her wig.
And she's like, that's like disgusting. Like, you're a disgusting person to do that. And I'm like, I get it, but like, I also just, I love her.
Okay, I love Rachel Berry, the character, but I can totally separate the character from Lea Michele.
From the person.
Who is apparently a horrible person.
But you know, that line in Glee where they say, like, boy, she might be difficult, but man, can she sing.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Yeah, it's the same thing with Leia Michelle.
Yep.
Rachel Berry was like a really pivotal character in my like development as a person. I felt really seen. As like a theater kid by her. I don't know.
Well, she like knew she was awesome. Like she knew she was the star, and she wasn't afraid to like go for it.
Confidence, and she was like gorgeous, and the character itself actually like did a lot for me. Like Glee was a really comforting show for me in like a kind of tumultuous time in my life. So I have a lot of like big feelings for that show. So I think it's just hard for me to feel any type of way about anybody on that show other than Mark Salling, which is a whole other
situation. Oh gosh, yeah, we don't need to talk about it.
Whole other situation. I kind of just
I'm glad
pretend.
You said that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I kind of honestly, he's not on the show for me.
Erase him. Yeah,
I don't want anybody to think I'm excusing that. I am not. But anyways, So I think I can't bring myself to hate Leia Michelle. I can't. I don't know why. Maybe she'll do something like horrific one day where I'm just like I can't. But for now, she may be difficult, but boy, can she sing.
To that, we'll say, time will tell.
And now let's get on to the episode. So on the previously on, Tessa starts off saying that the holidays were stressful this year, especially with Kendra and Cammy crashing Rocky's party. She says they just love being mean to them. It only makes her and Rocky better friends. She then says that now it's Rocky's ex-best friend, Brianna, who is trying to come between them. And the first scene is so exciting because it is Lauren herself and her sister, Brianna, and they're hanging out in the iconic Conrad pool.
And I think they look so much alike.
They really do.
When they're next to each other.
I used to not think that they did at all, like when I was younger, but it's their faces.
Yes.
Yeah.
They have like the same face, but just different colored hair.
Absolutely. But the hair threw me off a lot when I was younger, and I thought they didn't look anything alike. And now I'm like, they do. They have like the same facial structure and like
the same straight smile.
Straight across smile. They definitely do look like each other for sure. And I don't see much of their brother, honestly, but have you guys seen pictures of him? Does he look?
No.
Okay. I haven't really seen pictures of him either, but I wonder if he looks similar to the girls, if he has the straight across smile.
I think so. Well, do you think they look like Jim or Kathy? Because I can't really tell.
I don't think they look like either.
I don't think so either.
Honestly, I don't look at Jim and Kathy and see Lauren or Brianna.
Neither do I.
Me neither. Not really.
Maybe Kathy? Maybe, but just because she's a woman, like not not any of her features.
Maybe if we saw like a photo of her when she was younger or something, you know. Yeah. But I've never seen them two like side by side like that, so I don't know. Yeah,
maybe like Kathy's eyes, but Jim's smile. I don't know.
I have no idea.
Jim and Kathy just made like wonder babies. They don't look anything like that. So yeah, we start off with the original Laguna girlie herself, LC, and she's visiting her little sister at home from LA. And I remember being so freaking excited watching that. Was The Hills airing at this point?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Even though I was watching The Hills, I was still just like so excited.
Yeah.
Like it was just very cool to see.
Any glimpse of like season one and two cast was like the most exciting thing ever.
Yeah.
And the fact that it was like in the iconic Conrad house and like it's
just
big vibes.
Like
it's just so many things happened there. Like we're ready for this episode.
Yes.
And I actually thought this episode was really good. I was like, this is some drama. Like I
just
thought
it was
good.
Favorite. We'll get to it.
I know.
We get there.
We'll get to it, but it is my favorite. And then I was had a hard time because at times it was like Brianna's house and I was like, Lauren's house.
Yeah.
But I guess we'll call it Brianna's house today. So Lauren asks Brianna how school is, and Brianna says it's good, and then Lauren asks her who she's still friends with. Brianna says, well, Raquel, she's on the line. And Lauren cuts in and says she's always on and off, and Brianna continues and says that she didn't come to her 16th birthday party. And Lauren asks if she is still her friend, and she says, not really. She became friends with Tessa. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
So why can't everyone just be friends?
Sorry, I get it.
Do you get it?
Of course. Yes, I fully get it.
Okay, no. Okay.
We'll get to the scene where like Tessa and Rocky talk about it and I'll like explain, but like I get it. I get it.
This was like the worst part of high school though, like not being able to be friends mm-hmm. with like multiple people because somebody was being hurt.
It depends what happened, yeah. But I get it.
So Lauren asks her, you don't like Tessa? And Brianna says, no. And she has this like shit-eating grin on her face. And I totally get why people don't like Tessa, though. I think people thought she was stuck up. And I kind of like, I don't know her, so I don't know if she is or not. But the vibes that you get from her, if you're not friends with her, seems that she would kind of give off that like standoffish, like I'm better than you kind of vibe. Yeah. But yeah, so I get why people like, because it seems like this season people are really like, they like you or they hate you and there's no in between. I think that's what was going on here. I don't know. Just feels really targeted. Brianna really doesn't like Tessa, you know?
Totally. Yeah. And I don't even think Tessa's like being bitchy. Sometimes like girls are like shy or more introverted and that comes off that way. I think it's just part of her
personality. Yeah. Like, she's just a little more reserved maybe. Yes. And it just comes off like she doesn't.
Like she doesn't care.
Yes.
Yeah. But I also think she, a little bit of her really doesn't care. Like she.
Yeah, I agree with that too. Yeah.
Which is fine. I mean, I wish I had that in high school because I cared too much, you know? And I wish I cared a little less and could have been cool about it. But we all know I was Jessica, so it's fine. So Brianna asks Lauren for advice. And Lauren says, I don't know. I like Raquel. She's nice to me. But if she makes you upset more than you guys get along, I think that's lame. And then she says that she had this core group of friends who just didn't fight. And she says that her and Lo were together the last 3 years of high school and they just didn't fight. And then Lauren tells her not to fight over stupid stuff. And then in an obvious voiceover, we hear her say, you should invite her to your party and talk about it. See, I caught that one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Then Brianna says, that's true. And it's like,
it's so obvious.
It doesn't make any sense.
Lauren was like so over it in this scene, I thought. She was like so not happy to be here. She's like, I'm just going to record this freaking scene with you and get over it. But also, when she talked about her and Lo being like best friends in high school, I was like, yeah, but this is also the time in the Hills timeline where they weren't friends at all.
But I think that's why she said her and Lo were together the last 3 years of high school and they just didn't fight. But she didn't say anything about like them being friends now, relationship now. Yeah.
I wish they like talked about that a bit more.
I know. I know, me too.
Just like give us more.
A little tea. Yeah, I thought it was cute that they like tried to give them this scene together, like getting advice or whatever. It was
should
cute,
have been
but,
the
like,
very first scene of season three.
Oh, yes.
100%. Yes. That would have tied everything together and made way more sense.
Way
and then
more.
It would have set Brianna up as the narrator, it should have been, I believe. I don't think she had enough of a storyline, but I think that it would have been better that way. Although I do think, and I'm going to say this, and I don't know her, but I think Brianna was a little bit of a mean girl.
Oh, gosh. That was, like, all that my notes say for this episode.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I think this episode makes her come across very unlikable, honestly. And I'm not saying that's how she is, but just the way that they portrayed her in the episode, I was like, I don't like her. Yeah.
Totally.
It gives mean girl vibes. And, I mean, we'll talk about it when we get to the party, but I was literally, like, jaw dropped because I could not believe she was being that mean. And, like,
immature.
Immature vibes. Like, when you have her against like Rocky, who is so mature for her age,
she
just ends up looking so bad.
Exactly.
I didn't get mean. I just felt like she was immature.
Yeah, I don't know. Immature, yes, but also a little bit mean girl.
She just isn't like Lauren. It's not at all.
Although Lauren was also unlikable to me. Like, I didn't like her in season one either, but like, she was more open, I guess, and she didn't have like petty fights like this.
Yes. That, you know what? Yes. These fights that happened in season three are so petty.
They're so stupid. Yeah.
Too petty.
season one was so mature in comparison. Like, mm-hmm. they were dealing with, like, lovers and triangles, you know? Like, yeah. this was, like, it was some deep shit. And now we're, like, we're not friends anymore because you're friends with her.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. It's too basic.
It is basic. But I really like this episode. I think the drama was, like, peak. I don't know. It was fun to watch. It was entertaining for me. I don't know. So the next scene is Rocky and her boyfriend Alex on the beach, and they're hanging out, and Rocky's explaining some game that's like Red Rover, where they all hold hands and wait for waves to crash over them, and Rocky asks if they can spend every day at the beach, and then her phone rings, and she tells Alex it's Brianna before picking up, and we see Brianna by her pool while she talks on the phone, and Rocky tells her that she's telling Alex about all the beach games they used to play, and Brianna says she remembers them. Brianna then invites Rocky to her pool party, but asks her if she wants to go to lunch beforehand because they never really talked about the whole Tessa thing, which is so ominous. And Rocky agrees to meet up with her at Mezzaluna at 2:00. And I don't know about you guys, but when they're at Mezzaluna and they get those big bowls, I'm like, mm-hmm. I don't know what's in them, but if it's a giant salad, I want one. Because that's, like, my favorite – that's my favorite type of, like, food right now because it's summer. It's just, like, a big old salad.
Ooh, yeah.
And so I'm looking at those bowls like, Mezzaluna. I hope you're still open whenever I visit Laguna Beach because I want a big old salad, if that's what they were even eating. I don't know. So Rocky agrees to meet up with her at 2:00, and Alex asks her what the conversation was about. And Rocky says Brianna wants to talk about their friendship. Alex says that they don't have a friendship at all. And Rocky says that they've been best friends since 6th grade. Alex asks why they stopped hanging out. And Rocky says it's because she started to become friends with Tessa and it offended Brianna and she pushed her away. She then says she felt alienated from Brianna and their other two best friends at the time. And she says it's really upsetting. And Alex asks her, why do girls do that? And Rocky says, I don't know, but people make mistakes. Rocky is so mature.
I know.
So mature.
Like, yeah.
She's so good at communicating her feelings.
Yes. You're a high school girl?
Yes.
Absolutely.
She's so kind without being, like, judgmental mm-hmm. of her friends and hating on her friends. I was like, God, I just love her. Like, she, like, says how she feels without being, like, hateful.
Honestly, the very worst part of high school is literally, for me at least, was all the infighting with the girls. And mm-hmm. just, like, I've been there and it's miserable. I will always say until I die that groups of 3 or 4 girls is trouble. It never works out. Someone's always jealous. Someone always doesn't like someone. And I will preach to my daughter, if I have one, to have a large group of friends or a twosome because it's just too much work and anxiety. I mean, that was my experience. I don't know. I had a threesome and it was like, somebody was always trying to impress somebody. Somebody always wasn't getting invited to something. It was just like, and then your feelings are hurt and it's just not worth it. So, I mean, in this situation, like, just was screaming to me high school. And I was just like, mm-hmm. I can't, like, everybody just be friends. Like, it's stressing me out. Like, it's okay. Yeah,
that's true. A 3 or 4 is really difficult because, like, there's always a time where I feel like you're closer to someone else than the others in the group. And then if the others inevitably, like, annoy you, whatever, you start talking, like, crap or whatever. Yes. And, like, that kind of, like, thing gets around and it's really annoying. I was always, like, a 2 with my guy best friend who was, like, you know, my gay best friend. And when we would hang out with other people, it would be, like, in a big group. So we were always, like, by ourselves. Mm-hmm. Basically together. So there was no, like, drama, but a 3 or 4 I can see is really difficult to maintain.
Yeah. It's just the feelings being hurt thing. And it is really mm-hmm. awful to be alienated like that from your best friends. It's just a bad feeling. And I feel for Rocky. That really sucks. So it makes sense that I always kind of thought that they alienated her and then she became really close with Tessa, but it kind of sounds like she was starting to become close with Tessa and then they alienated her. So, like,
yeah.
I was like, of course she was friends with Tessa because her other friends were being assholes, you know, but now it's kind of like, I can kind of see both sides. I can see why the other girls were maybe hurt and maybe didn't want to include Tessa. And Rocky was just like, you know, wanting to be friends with everybody.
And that's exactly it. Like, they're hurt and they didn't know how to, like, express that to her. And Absolutely. So it just came off, like, very, it's easy to be like immature and exclude her from everything and, you know, be mean that way. But like, I think they were just like sad because later on your favorite scene comes on, Brianna has a big cry fest. And so like, she really is hurt. Anytime this comes up, she cries.
I mean, she's very hurt. And I have that in my notes. Like, she's definitely hurt. But yeah, I do love Brianna's crying scene. It's so good.
Also, how cute was Alex in this? Asking Rocky how she felt. Not prompted by MTV at all.
I know. But he was, did you guys notice how invested he was? Like,
I'm kidding.
What high school boy cares? No, I thought he was invested.
No, I'm pretty sure MTV put him up to that.
Yeah. He seemed so invested to me. He's like, if Brianna wants to be friends with you, it won't work if she doesn't like Tessa.
I know.
Like, I thought it was cute. I don't know. I mean, yeah, obviously MTV fed him some of that, of course. But like,
yeah,
if it was real, it's cute. But yeah, I don't believe it. Boys are boys. Okay. High school boys
are
boys.
You're like, I'm kidding, Candace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I always think that Alex is so cute, but I do think that it's MTV feeding him like stuff to say. But I also think because it comes off like that they have this mature relationship because Rocky is so mature and expressing herself and her emotions, I think.
She is, but he's like a little spacey, honestly.
I thought he was pretty supportive in this episode.
You know what? I think editing did wonders.
That's what I think too, honestly. Seeing him in the later episodes, I'm like, oh, I don't believe anything he's saying right now.
Yeah. Well, I don't remember the later episodes, so... Well. I'm just going off of like this episode. And I was like, oh, he is kind of like supportive for a guy.
I'm just tainted because I don't like him.
Yeah. I remember them breaking up and it being a bad breakup, but I don't remember like the
what
surrounding.
Happened.
Yeah. 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 So then we go to Chase's house and Kellen and Chase are hanging out. The boys this season are just like,
I want to poke my eyeballs out.
I know.
Oh my
this
god,
this scene was so boring. Ugh. And so fake. This scene was so fake.
Well, and Lexi and Tara are boring, and so it's like everybody was just boring. I don't know.
Yes.
So Chase asks Kellen if he has a love life, and Kellen replies, "I don't know. Ask your sister."
Doohoo.
Good one.
I did like stupid laugh at that because like it's such a like high school boy stupid thing to say.
It's like a your mom joke.
And I was like, that was so dumb. And Chase is like, what? You're talking about my sister again? And I'm like, I wonder if Chase really does have a sister and if she's actually hot. I'm just curious. I don't know. Chase asks what he thinks about going to dinner with Lexi and Tara, and Kellen shrugs and seems really enthusiastic about the whole thing. And Chase says, I know you used to kind of like Lexi. And he says, kinda. And then they joke about making the girls pay for dinner. And that was the whole scene.
There's like the weirdest storyline of like forcing Kellen to like Lexi. Cause I'm like, he obviously isn't into her at all.
Kellen had no interest the entire time.
What?
It's so weird.
So?
I feel like this was set up by MTV.
So bad.
Totally. Yeah.
I felt like Kellen liked her, but he's so painfully shy that like he couldn't express anything, which is why it came across so painful to watch on TV.
Yeah.
So like, I think he really did like her. He was just like, he couldn't do anything about it. Like, he was too scared to do anything about
it. He didn't seem excited at all though when they were talking about it.
But like, I think like that's what you, that's the face you got
to
put on. Okay. In high school. I know.
Cause
that was me. Not to be cool because I just don't want anyone to know that I like, you know, the other
person. You
don't
want to know the truth. Yeah.
Yes. And I felt that deeply. I hated Kellen for this, but I felt that deeply.
I just think it's weird how Chase is so like, he's so like forceful
gotta
about
make
it.
It happened with Lexi. Yeah.
So fucking
yeah,
annoying.
It's weird. And then even when they're at dinner, he's like, we have to make this Lexi thing happen. Like,
they needed a storyline really bad. That's what it's. And Chase was not giving them what they wanted.
Well, they're like, Chase, if you ask him this, we're going to give the band another 5 seconds on air.
Exactly. Yeah. So then we go to Lexi and Tara at the dance studio. And it was so awkward and weird because this is Laguna Beach, okay? We don't need to be at a dance studio. We want to be on the beach, okay? I appreciate that Lexi's a dancer, and obviously I'm a huge Dance Moms fan. I love dancers, okay? But I was just like, this is Laguna Beach, okay? Not dance teens. So Lexi is dancing, and Tara's watching her, and then her phone rings, and Chase is on the line, and he asks her if she and Tara want to go to dinner to relive old times. And the girls agree, and Chase says that they're going to a pimper dinner.
Cringe.
At the French 75. Apparently this is a really expensive restaurant. Did anybody look it up?
I did. They're not open anymore.
Okay.
They closed in 2012.
Okay. Yeah. I'm wondering how like expensive it was, because obviously MTV foot the bill.
That's what I was saying. Like, why would they go to this fancy restaurant if they're also like uncomfortable about it? Like, it must have been MTV saying
money was expensive. Footing the bill. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And they wanted to go to a pimper dinner.
A pimper.
They're getting far gar, okay.
Listen, and it's funny because I think about like if my high school was filming a television show and they were like, go out to dinner and we'll pay for it, we would have been like, Olive Garden.
Yeah, or like Red Lobster.
That was fancy. Yeah. To us. So like the fact that they went to this like super fancy restaurant cracks me up.
Yeah. I would have
been like, breadsticks. So then Lexi says that Chase better pay for everyone. Then he gets off the phone and Chase asks Kellen, how stoked are you? And Kellen, again, is super enthusiastic and just kind of shrugs. And Chase says, there are sometimes when I observe the two of you, referring to him and Lexi. And Kellen says, she's like that with everybody. And Chase says, not really, dude. I'm sure if you put in the effort and time, I'm sure things would happen. And Kellen just smiles. And it is so lackluster.
See, I think he's shy. Like, he doesn't want to talk about it, but they're forcing him to talk about it, which is why he's like awkward.
I mean, I think he might think she's attractive, but think that maybe she's out of his league.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I also think he's just like not seriously interested at all.
That's how I felt, that he just was like, I don't want to do
interesting.
This.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. So here we go. Are you guys ready? It's my favorite scene.
Yes. Let's do it.
Rocky and Brianna at Mezzaluna with the big giant bowls of salad. We see Brianna waiting for Rocky, and when she shows up, the girls exchange a few awkward so's. It's the most awkward interaction between two people ever. And then Brianna starts talking, and she says she wants to talk about her birthday and why Rocky didn't come. And Rocky says that it was because Brianna, Megan, and Kylie weren't really talking to her or trying to keep in touch with her the way that she has been to them. And then when Brianna invited her, she didn't want to put herself in a position where she felt completely uncomfortable, so she wanted to bring Tessa for support. Valid. Totally valid. Do you guys think that's valid?
On whose part?
Rocky.
Valid. Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
I just think I wouldn't want to walk into that situation either, especially if I knew that like my friends mm-hmm. were being weird about me. Why would you want to be the one in the corner that nobody's talking to and not have anybody with you? I totally get that.
Yeah.
But I don't know if Tessa would have been the person I would have asked, seeing as I knew how much they hated her.
And she was like the reason for the drama anyways.
Right.
So
but I totally
yeah.
get her feelings and emotions on that. So Brianna says that she didn't want someone at her birthday party that she wasn't friends with and didn't know. But then Rocky counters, Brianna, I met her at your house. That's how
I
became friends. I know. Rocky in this scene, she totally held her own. Like, she was not going to go for the bullshit.
She did not back down for a second.
No. She was like, this is ridiculous. And I loved it, because I would not have had the gall or strength to like that.
Me
or
neither.
Say those things to somebody in a confrontation in high school.
But in a very kind way.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And it's just very like, I met her at your house.
Yeah.
Like, you know her. Like, that's weird. And Brianna just has, like, nothing to say to any of the things that Rocky says, because they're true, which is amazing.
We were friends first.
Yeah.
I can't believe she said that.
I know. Oh, my God. Insane. Okay. Yeah. So Brianna says, go ahead, Adrian.
We were friends first.
So good. Rocky asks her if that's why they all alienated her, and Brianna says, yes, it is.
She was hilarious, too, for admitting that.
I know.
And Rocky says, because I started hanging out with Tessa, and Brianna says, it's because it seemed like you didn't have time for us. Fair.
Yes, very honest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very vulnerable.
Yes. And Rocky counters with, well, now I have a new boyfriend and a new best friend, and they seem to agree quite nicely how I spend my time. Like, I just can't. This, like, it's so good.
She's so good.
It's so good.
I know, like, burn. Yes. Score for Rocky. Like, I wouldn't even have thought to say that in that
no,
moment.
No, me neither.
Now I have a hot boyfriend and a cool best friend, and she's the main character on the show. Like, you know, like, get some. So Brianna says, good for you. You found the right situation. And Rocky says, it's not the right situation, Brianna. It's what I made of it. It's what I've always made of it. Again, just huge points to Rocky. Just totally standing her ground here. And in the middle of all of this fighting, their huge salads arrive and they both start eating and it's super awkward because they're eating and Brianna's like about to cry.
Yeah. Yeah. And the waitress like comes back and is like, do you need anything? So awkward.
And they're having this like huge confrontation with these giant salads in front of them. It's just like peak reality TV. And then Brianna says, well, how much time do you spend with Alex? Do you see him every day? And Rocky says, that would be none of your business. And yeah, I do. I also don't get alienated by Tessa when I say, you know what? I can't hang out tonight. I'm going on a date. Brianna says, you're making it sound like I was a really bad person. I don't think that she was.
No.
I think she was just stating
facts. Was just telling the truth. Yeah.
I get Brianna's reaction because she feels attacked. So her immediate reaction is to like play the victim, which in high school, like, sure. Like, you don't have the capacity to be like, you know what, I'm hurt, you're hurt, let's apologize and move on. Somebody has to be wrong and it's not you. You know,
there are moments like, I feel like Brianna has moments where she is honest with how it hurt her and stuff like that, which I thought was really good. And then other times she's like, I didn't do I don't want to steal. Okay, we'll wait.
Oh my God, it's so good. Keep going. So Rocky says, I thought you making me choose between you and Tessa was a really lame thing to do, right? And Brianna starts crying and she looks down at her food and she's like wiping tears away because she's so upset and she's crying into her salad. And Rocky gets out of her chair and reaches out to Brianna for a hug, and Brianna will not hug her like at all. She's like, so poor Rocky's just sitting there like with her arms out. And then finally just like puts her arms away. I felt so bad for her just sitting there on the ground trying to comfort somebody who is being such like an a-hole to you right now.
Yeah, she was acting like such a brat. And then Rocky like trying to comfort her in that moment. I was like, wow.
So Brianna sobs and says my absolute favorite line of season three, which is, I didn't do anything wrong. And they played that over and over again in the trailer, and I think that's why I loved it so much. But it's just because it's so dramatic, right? Like, and she's like sobbing at a restaurant, they're like outside, there's other people around, like it's so funny. Like, and I'm sure in hindsight she looks at that and she's like, what the fuck, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, like, this is so awkward. Yeah, it's just, it's so good. So Rocky says, when you guys aren't answering your phones time after time, what am I supposed to do? And Brianna says, we were expecting you to put more time in at least. But she's calling you. So, like, how much time?
Yeah.
So then Rocky just says, well, ignoring me is not the way to get that. And Brianna says she felt like Rocky was choosing Tessa over her. And Rocky says, I'm really sorry if I hurt you. This scene, you guys, it's, like, even bigger of a doozy than I remember it being. And I really think Rocky does come off very mature. And Brianna doesn't. I think it's just the contrast of how they handle the situations. Like, Brianna handled it like I would expect a high school girl to handle it, I think. Mm-hmm. And Rocky handled it like a little bit better.
A woman.
Yeah. But I think Brianna had a really hard time articulating her feelings. And I did too in high school.
Yes.
Yeah, totally.
Yes. Yeah, I feel bad for her because honestly, for her to even cry in front of the other person, I'm like, it's already like, that's already her being vulnerable. You would never catch me crying in front of someone in high school because I was just like not ever going to show that. So like, I felt bad for her. I felt really bad for her.
But you know what? I'm a crier.
Like, I am too.
When I'm mad, when I'm frustrated, when I'm sad, happy, like I just cry.
I am, but I would never show people that.
I can't help it.
I can't either. It just comes out.
I remember me and my coworker, oh my gosh, okay, a guy that I was working with, and he made the comment to me, basically that I was in a bad mood, so I must be on my period. And it made me so angry because, one, I wasn't, two, don't ever say that. it's rude. You know what I mean? Yes. And so we're talking to like the general manager about it, you know, and she was like an older woman and she was like, yeah, you don't say that. And he like said something else to that effect again while we were having this meeting, and I just immediately started crying because I was like so frustrated, and the general manager was like, are you okay? And I was like, I'm fine. I was like, but I am like so mad right now, and like tears were streaming down my face. I just can't help it. Like, I get so frustrated that I cry.
I get
people
that.
Always
I get
think
that.
I'm sad, and I'm like, I'm not. Don't comfort like, me. I'm not sad. Off. Yeah,
that's so funny.
I will cry if I like know you and I'm comfortable, but anyone else, like, I will default to anger so fast. Like, I would rather not show that side, which is why I'd be like very pissed off instead of like crying. But I get that. Like, when I'm frustrated, like, I just cry all the time. Can't help it.
Yeah, I really can't. But Liz, you cry when you're frustrated too?
Oh yeah, and it's the same. It just starts, and then it's like
you can't stop.
I'm not trying to do it. Yeah, no. It's so
and
frustrating.
Then people think you're being manipulative, and you're like, I'm literally not. I literally can't stop it.
Like exactly, it's like I'm not doing this on
if
purpose.
If I could not be crying right now, I would be joyous. You have
exactly.
No idea.
Yes, yes.
They're like, well, I'm sorry, and I'm like, it's fine. You know, like just wiping tears aggressively from my face. Like awful. I hate it. But yeah, I bottom line, I think Brianna was hurt. She felt ditched. And in high school, it's easier to alienate someone than to actually talk about your feelings.
Totally.
So, you know, I think Rocky stood up for herself really well. It is not a crime to make new friends, but it can totally hurt. So I totally get both sides of it. So then we get Brianna and Lexi, and Brianna tells her all about lunch that she had with Raquel. And Lexi says, really? That's so random. And Lexi asks her how it went, and Brianna says they talked about why she didn't come to her birthday. I love how this all stems from her not coming to her birthday party. It's so like
I know.
Sixth grade.
Yes.
I thought that they were in sixth grade when this happened. Because like sixth grade got thrown around somewhere in the episode. And so I was like, did this happen years ago or was this like a week ago?
No, like last week.
Wait, okay.
Her 16th
like, she had
birthday.
A birthday party, but didn't we watch her birthday at the end of this episode?
That was a random pool party.
So okay. Do we know when her birthday was? In comparison to
sometime
this?
Sometime prior to this episode. I don't know. But she says a couple times that it was her 16th birthday.
Okay.
Which is a big deal.
Yeah.
You know, 16,
I mean,
obviously.
Totally. Kelsey still will never forgive me because her sweet 16 was the same night as the Harry Potter 7th book release. And I left early. To go get in line.
Like how early? Like what time did you leave?
I think her party started at like 6:30 and I think I left at like 7:38.
No.
I know. I'm awful. I still feel so bad about it. I'm like, her birthday is always the same night of something. Her birthday is July 19th. And it's like, it's literally the worst. It's always in the middle of something.
That's so funny.
And yeah, it was the Deathly Hallows release. And I was like, it's the last one. I have to go.
Not the movie. The book.
No, the book. That's how freaking old I am.
Did you dress up?
I wore a Harry Potter shirt, and I think we drew scars on our faces because we're like nerds like that. But yeah, I have pictures from that night. But Kelsey's party was like her 16th birthday, she had like a really big backyard. So it was in her backyard and there was like, they actually had like a dance floor and everyone dressed nice. And it was like formal.
Oh my God.
I know. Wow. It was so bougie. It was a really nice party and I totally left early like the asshole I am. And I got in line and I got my Harry Potter book though. So Brianna says that Rocky said she wanted Tessa to come as a support system, and Lexi looks shocked and says that was her excuse. And Brianna says, you're coming to your best friend's birthday. Why would you need support? I get the support thing, but Brianna doesn't. So Lexi says, yeah, that's kind of mean. And Brianna says, I know. And Lexi says, well, what else did she say? And Brianna says, she kind of bashed me for 10 minutes and I kind of started crying. It was kind of embarrassing. Lexi looks really concerned and says, are you serious? You should have thrown your food at her and been like, shut up and listen to me talk. I'm like, yes, you should have, because it would have made great television.
Yeah. Yes. Throw the big salad at her.
Yes. Food fight. So Brianna says that it was really embarrassing and in front of the entire restaurant. And she goes, she's such a bitch. And then she starts to cry all over again. And Lexi hugs her. And that's what I mean when, like, you're mad and frustrated and then you cry. Like, that's me. I'm like, I fucking hate her. Mm-hmm. And I'm, like, sobbing.
Yeah.
Because I'm so mad. Lexi then asks if they're friends now. And Brianna shrugs and says, I don't know. And Lexi says, you shouldn't be friends with her if she just wants to bash you. And Brianna says, maybe I shouldn't have invited her to my party. She's not nice.
I love these scenes because, like, every time they recap what happened between Brianna and Rocky, it gets progressively worse.
I know.
Like, yeah. Everybody's, like, interpretation of what happened, like, Rocky just gets meaner and meaner. And I'm like, I yes. love this because this is exactly what happens when yes. we talk about, like, stuff we
thought. Yeah, and it's even better because we saw the scene, because sometimes they're just talking yeah. about things, right? And yes. we have no idea what actually happened. But yes. because we actually yep. saw it, it's, like, hilarious.
Yes. It was yeah. so, like, calm, like, the scene. Yeah. Yes, Brianna cried, but, like, nothing super dramatic happened. Okay, besides the crying. But, like, yeah. as she's retelling the story, it's like, she's so mean. She's a bitch. She made me cry.
She's such a bitch. Yeah. Like, honestly, though, the scene was hard to watch because, like, you can see how hurt Brianna is, right? Like, she yeah. really mm-hmm. is just hurt, and she needs to talk shit with her best friend because she's really upset. So then we get another recap scene, but it's Rocky and Tessa. And Rocky tells Tessa that she just had lunch with Brianna, and Tessa asks how that happened. And by the way, Tessa is so aggressively angry this entire scene.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
I felt
about?
The same way. Yeah.
She's pissed off.
As she should be.
Which is fine. I'm just, it's weird that she's so aggressively angry before anything even happened.
Yeah. I felt the same way. Yeah.
I disagree. But okay.
Liz has been on my
let's
side
recap what
twice
she said.
Today.
Yes. And this is a big I know. Deal. What is happening? Is
doesn't deal. It feel good?
It feels so good. Liz is our tiebreaker, okay? And whatever Liz says goes.
I have yes. the final say.
Yes.
Oh, man. Hey, we need that in our lives.
Me too.
Honestly, can you just be the final say in all my decisions? I'll just call you anytime I need to make
sure.
a decision.
Yes.
Okay. I just trust you. You're very, like, a calming presence, yeah. you know? Mm-hmm. You can be in the delivery room when I give birth. You're very calming.
Oh, I would love to be there. Honestly.
She's not kidding.
Yeah, I'm not kidding.
So Rocky says that she called her and said she wants to work out their friendship. And Rocky says she really missed her and wants to be her friend again, but she's nervous. Rocky asks Tessa how she would feel if Brianna was a part of her life again. And Tessa says, we're not going to be okay. Which I took to mean that her and Rocky weren't going to be okay at first. And I was like, wow, that's really mean. But that's not what she meant. But I was,
oh, no. She meant her and no. Brianna. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Rocky says, you and her are not going to be okay. I'm not worried about that. I'm worried about you and I. And Tessa says, if someone that I knew who was a good friend of mine was being mean to you, I wouldn't like that person that much.
Fair.
I don't know.
What?
I don't know either. What? I don't like how Tessa's coming across.
No.
Yeah.
And as, okay, in high school, I may have been Tessa about it, but now looking at it, I'm like, that's so mean. Like, let people
How
be friends with who
mean?
They're going to be friends with. Okay,
no.
Listen, because I did this to somebody, like, and I regret doing
okay,
it.
Okay, not who, but, like, who were you like, in the situation?
I was Tessa. I was like, if you ever talk to this person again, our friendship will be done. Like, I do not want to talk to you. And that person was like, okay. But that was an unfair request of that person. Because mm-hmm. they did start talking to that person again, and that was entirely their relationship with that person. I had a separate relationship with them. I shouldn't have put my shit on them.
That's how I felt too, because I feel like Tessa was a little bit acting like Brianna a little bit with the whole, like, you're my friend and you can't hang out with her.
Yeah.
And I was like, a real best friend would be like, I don't like her and we don't get along, but if you want to hang out with her,
right.
that's fine. But
right.
just not together. That's, but instead she was like, no, you can't be her friend if you're mine.
Right.
Like,
yeah. It's unfair to the other person. They have a separate relationship with that person, and if that person never did anything to them.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
But if you hate
yeah.
that person on your own because of what they did to me, great.
Right.
But I'm not going to force you to hate that person. And like, I don't know. Like, I felt really bad about it after the fact because that person did become friends with them and I was upset about it. And now I'm like, why? It didn't matter. Mm-hmm. And like, that was a separate relationship and they still loved me just as much as they loved them. It wasn't like
Right.
Okay, I feel different about this because I feel like usually, so like I would never tell my friend to not be friends with that person, but if the other person was being like mean to you, saying mean things about you to your friend or like in front of your friend, and your friend chooses to be friends sure. with that person, right. that would hurt my feelings a right. lot.
Don't go talk shit about me to this person. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Right. Even if they're not talking shit, if they just stand on by and listen to someone else talk shit about me, that hurts my feelings when you're friends with that person mm-hmm. because I totally. Feel like you're not standing up for me.
Totally. So, yeah,
I feel like that always happens though in these relationships. Yeah. It's like mm-hmm. they get mad at each other and they start talking like crap about you or like the other person to each other. And like the friend in the middle is in between, but like by playing in between, you're kind of hurting like both of their feelings. Like
sure
mm-hmm. you should just like shut it down, or you know, like say something, don't just sure. like stand
yes.
there.
It's sure. a lose-lose situation.
Yeah,
sure. I just at this point in my life, I just think life's too short to like, I'm not gonna dictate your life in that way. If you want to be friends with them, be friends with them. I don't care, but just don't talk to me about them because I don't care.
Yeah,
you know.
Yes. Yeah, yes. yeah.
I feel the same. Like, I don't care, but I'm always going to have it in the back of my mind that you are not a good friend.
Rocky tells Tessa that that's a big reason why her and Brianna haven't been friends this whole time. And Tessa says, I don't trust her, though. And Rocky says, you don't seem happy at all. And Tessa says, I don't like her. I'm not going to be happy about it. And Rocky just says, all right.
You know, another thing I'm super impressed with Rocky in this scene is like she hears Tessa out, but she doesn't get defensive because you're right. Like Tessa yes. does come with to her with like angry energy, but like Rocky just like accepts it. And she's like, I know how you feel. Your feelings are valid and I'm not going to like be defensive or try to like, mm-hmm. you know, be correct in the situation. So again, Rocky's just freaking one of a kind. She should have been the freaking lead.
She should have been the lead. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, for sure.
Queen Rocky.
Rocky.
Rockwell.
So then the next scene is Chase, Kellen, and Tara and Lexi, the boring gang. And the boring gang is going to dinner. Chase says that he's gonna have to work for 2 weeks to pay off this dinner. Which, again, is so funny because MTV is obviously paying.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Lexi and Tara say that when he's really rich from his band, he'll eat there all the time. His really cool band with really good music. I'm so mean. I have to stop. Tara says that Lexi's dad told her to get the, I'm going to say it wrong, foie gras.
Fargar. That's what Lexi said.
And they all struggle saying it, and I struggle saying it. And Tara says it's duck liver, which is really, that just sounds disgusting to me.
Mm-hmm.
What? You guys, it's so good.
Is it good? I've never had it.
It's so good.
Oh.
You guys should have it. It is delicious. I'll have to
try it sometime, but it just sounds gross.
How do they cook it?
Oh, I don't think about that. I don't know, but...
Oh, I mean, like, is it, like, grilled, or is it... Like, how have you eaten it? Like, what was the texture
like? It's, like, pasty.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So you, like...
That's use like a pate?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So it would be, like, on a charcuterie board or something.
Yeah. Like, have you ever eaten escargot?
Yes.
Really? Did you like it?
Love it.
Really?
You're fancy.
Yes, I love escargot. Actually, okay, so going to Paris, we had escargot there, and they actually have them in the shells, which I thought was like very authentic and all that stuff. But if you live in Canada, we have a chain restaurant called The Keg, if you guys have heard of it. It's kind of like our steakhouse here. We don't have like Red Lobster or anything like that. So we go to The Keg, and they have like little escargots in these like butter, garlic, like sauces and trays. And honestly, after going to France, I'm like, the one at The Keg is so much better. And I'm pretty sure it's because of the sauce that it's in, not because of the actual snail.
That's so cool. I'm gonna try it.
Okay, so back to the duck liver. Lexi says that she used to love it, but she doesn't like it now. And Kellen's phone rings and he picks it up and Lexi says, no cell phones. And Tara reads the restaurant rules that there are no cell phones to be used in the dining room. And it's awkward for a few minutes while Kellen gets off the phone and then says that he wants to go to Taco Bell after this. Then he asks Chase if stroganoff is a soup. Poor Kellen. Chase tells him that it's pasta and meat sauce with strips of filet mignon. So we see Lexi ask Tara if she has anything in her teeth, and Chase tells Kellen that he needs to go for Lexi, and it's really awkward because they're literally like 2 feet from each other. And Kellen says that he doesn't feel comfortable and it's just not going to work. And I wouldn't either in this situation because it's really awkward. And Tara then says that Kellen's too cool for us. Well, everyone agrees and says pretty much. And Kellen says, not at all. I just never eat at places this nice. And Lexi says, is it too much for you? And he says, probably.
See, he's just so overwhelmed by being filmed, by being like forced to dinner with a girl he likes, because I actually think he likes her, that he's just like, I need to run. I need to pretend that like I'm not even here. And so like, I'm like, he's just way overstimulated.
I felt bad for him. And I don't know. He's like, I don't know what stroganoff is. I don't eat at places this nice. I want to answer my phone. Like he just doesn't, you know.
And he literally says like, I'm not comfortable. So I'm like, yes. Kellen.
Yeah. I felt bad for him, but you know.
They should have just went to Taco Bell like he wanted to. They probably would have had a much better time.
Yeah. They could have had Baja Blast, a Crunchwrap. cheesy bean and rice burrito. It would have been nice. They all would have been in the toilet after, but it would have been nice.
Except, you know, who would have still had like RBF?
Lexi.
Yes. Yeah. She wouldn't have liked it.
I think she just has that face. She can't help it.
I think so too, but she's also a bitch.
Yeah, okay.
Especially in this scene. Her and Tara, they're both like pretty rude in this scene.
That scene was just painfully awkward in general. Like they really wanted MTV to pay for a pimper dinner and they got away with it, right? So random next scene is Cammy, Lexi, and Kendra. And Cammy and Kendra were absent this whole episode and until this moment. And I was like, well, there you are, ladies. Come reclaim your spot as the showrunners. I did. I really did. I was like, where are they? God. So Kendra asks Lexi where she was last night. And Lexi tells her that she went to dinner with Chase, Kellen, and Tara. And Cammy says, that's random. How was that? And Lexi says, the food was good. Cammy says, well, that's good. And then Lexi says, the conversation was okay. I'm like, well, you didn't really contribute either. Just saying.
Yeah.
Cammy says, it seems like it would just be super awkward because Kellen has a crush on her. And Lexi looks super surprised. And Kendra asks, does he still? And Cammy says, I don't know. I haven't talked to Kellen in a while. And Kendra says that Kellen is on his phone 24/7. And Lexi says she thought it was kind of rude, but whatever. I wonder like who he was talking to and if he is actually on his phone all the time or if this was just a weird thing that they were slipping in.
I think that he's like awkward. So he's on his phone.
Like maybe it was his mom.
No.
It seemed like a friend.
He's playing Snake. Yeah. Who knows? Like he's just on his phone, you know?
He's playing Snake.
Yeah.
Oh, my first Nokia had Snake on it.
It was the best.
Kendra asks if Rocky is going to Brianna's party, and Lexi tells them that Brianna was trying to be friends with Rocky again, but Rocky was just saying how it was all Brianna's fault they weren't friends. Kendra says she thought it was Rocky's fault and that she left Brianna for Tessa. Lexi says that it was like that, and that's actually mean that she didn't go to Brianna's birthday party and then said she needed support and Tessa wasn't invited, so she didn't go. Kendra says, that's weird. And then turns to Cammy and says, Cammy, I can't come to your birthday because Lexi can't come and I need support. That's so self-centered and stupid. Ew.
See, it just gets better and better every time the story gets retold this episode. I'm like, oh my God, this is so good.
So Lexi says that she doesn't know why Brianna invited her to her pool party. And Cammy and Kendra say it's redonkulous.
You know, I know they only appear in one scene, but it's like the most entertaining scene.
Yeah.
These two are like so funny. Yeah. And they have like the best sound bites. Like, you know, the bit where she goes like, that's so self-centered and stupid. I'm like, bing, I love that. And when she goes redonkulous, I'm like, another one.
Well, so this is three times that we've heard this story, right? We watched the story, then Brianna recapped it to Lexi, and then
Rocky to Tessa,
and now Lexi, Cammy, and Kendra. Like, this is one episode, and like a three-minute scene has been repeated over and over again.
It got better and better each time.
So then we see Rocky and Alex, and they're heading out for Brianna's party. And Rocky says she has to leave early and change so she can go to work, which I thought was, like, so relatable and funny that she, like, is in a full swimsuit and, like, has to not get wet and stuff at the party because she has to be at work. She says that it's still nice that she's going, and Alex agrees with her. And then we see the party, and we see Lexi get to Brianna's house to help her set up, and some of the other guests are arriving, and Kathy's there helping set up too, and the girls start writing their names on margarita cups that Kathy brought, and someone asks if they got Raquel and Tessa one, and Brianna says, how about no? Which everyone is so excited about these damn margarita cups. I'm like, they're from Party City. Like, they're like 98 cents at the dollar store. Yeah. Like, it is not that serious. And I'm like, I'm going to write my name on it. Like, okay. Like, I was just like, they're not that exciting. They're not cute. Get some on Etsy with everybody's name on it. You know what I mean? Like,
well, it's also very obvious they're drinking margaritas, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kathy's not there's a regular like no mom. She's that. A cool mom.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
So Lexi says she's just kidding and then asks Brianna if Rocky's coming. Brianna says she doesn't know because she sent everyone text messages and Rocky never replied. Lexi asks if she cares if Rocky comes, and Brianna says, no, I have other people who are coming. Rocky and Alex are in the car on the way over, and Rocky says she's excited to give Brianna a hug and finally not be silent and talk again. Rocky says Brianna is probably nervous because she is. I thought that was so sad that she was, like, excited to give Brianna a hug and, like, be
it's
normal.
It's so different.
I know.
They're coming at it so, like, opposite because she's like, oh, Brianna's probably nervous too. Like, I can't wait to, like, be friends again.
I know.
And
she's so sweet.
Brianna's like,
That is a big deal. Like, when you have, like, a little tiff with somebody and then you guys make up and, like, you're excited to be friends again.
Why would she think that they made up, though? Because, like, the end of that lunch, maybe we didn't see the end of that lunch, but, like, it didn't look good.
I think we didn't see the end. I think they probably left okay, because, like, how else do you – you know what I mean? Like, Rocky's probably like, I'm really sorry that I hurt you, and Brianna was, like, finally, like, you know, it's okay. And
but then why would Brianna not want to be friends then?
Because she's a bitch. Back at Brianna's, the party is underway, and Cammy and Kendra arrive, and Kendra instantly asks for a margarita cup with a name, which I, like, instantly becomes the main character of the scene, right? Oh my god, do you guys have margarita cups with names on them? I want one! Like, instantly, right?
Is that main character, or is she just really annoying?
Both. But it's main character energy. Like, she just walks in and commands
it's
the
like
scene.
It's like DeLulu.
Yeah.
It is DeLulu, it's like DeLulu, for sure. But it's like, it's just funny because she just immediately walks in and expects, like, a margarita cup, you know?
Yes.
So everyone starts swimming, and Rocky and Alex arrive, and Rocky comes in and says, hi, and Brianna instantly ignores her and literally runs away from her. Like, as
that
fast
so
as she
ridiculous.
Can.
Yeah.
And Rocky is then heard saying, she invited me. I would at least expect her to welcome me. And Alex says, seriously. And Rocky says she doesn't think that she really wanted her there and that Brianna looked surprised. So weird, right? I would be like, I'm leaving right this second.
Like, the editing was either really weird or she really was that weird. Because it was just such an awkward scene.
Fully ran away from her. Like a child.
Yeah.
Like, oh my god, you couldn't just say hi?
Or give her a scowl or something.
Yeah.
Just anything. Yeah.
Or even like a hi, you know, like anything.
Yeah.
Like, Lexi asks Brianna how it feels to have Rocky there. And Brianna says it's weird and she feels kind of bad for her because she doesn't have any friends there. And then, whatever, I'm having fun. Which this scene was definitely MTV asking them to go have this conversation, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was just making sure I wasn't the only one that felt that way. And Lexi's like smiling and like, how does it feel to have Rocky here? But I was surprised that Brianna was so like candid instead of just being like, whatever. She's like, I feel bad for her, which is like so bitchy, right? Shady.
Yes.
So Lexi tells Brianna to go talk to her, and Brianna says, why? Mean girl energy. This is what I'm talking about.
Yes. Yeah.
Rocky says, this is dreadful. It's pretty rude. She just didn't want it to be a lost cause, and that she doesn't show up to parties to be ignored. Alex says, you just wanted the friendship back? And she says, yeah, maybe something. I guess you can't expect anymore. That's what I've learned. Which is so sad. I feel so bad for her. Mm-hmm. So someone comes up and is about to jump in the pool, and Rocky jumps up because she can't get wet. She's going to work.
She literally jumps like, no, yeah. No, I can't.
I know. I think it was super cute.
So you think she jumped up because he was about to jump in the pool and splash her? Because I thought he was going to like pick her up and toss her in the pool.
Put her in.
Yeah. Oh, that's why she's like, no, I can't.
I thought he was just running to jump in the pool. I didn't think he was running towards her. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. But yeah, maybe. I don't know. But that makes more sense. But yeah, but I just thought it was so cute. She's like really trying to like stay presentable.
Yeah. But is she going to work like that?
No. In her bikini. She's probably going to change. But like,
she looks beautiful. That outfit that she's wearing with that like Hawaiian skirt, like on the bottom, her cover up, is so, she looks so good.
So Rocky says, again, I don't show up to parties to be ignored. And Alex asks her if she wants to bail. And she says, I'm so sick of awkward parties. So we then hear Rocky call Brianna's name, and Brianna completely ignores her. And it's really sad. She's literally like, Brianna. And she like is not even looking towards her for any space.
She runs away again.
Yeah. And Rocky says, okay, well, so much for saying goodbye to her. And it's heartbreaking. The look on her face when she realizes that Brianna is running away from her is like, okay, like that is so awkward and mean to do to somebody.
This is very Kristen at the very end of season two when she came to Lauren's house and that barbecue. She's like here, but she didn't really want to say hi to her, so she just like swerved and ignored her.
Honestly, I would really love to like talk to Brianna and be like, I know, what was going on at this party? Like, what were your emotions?
Yeah,
I'm sure she was just like so awkward, and again, she just doesn't want to deal with it, so she's like, I'm just gonna run. Like physically, I'm gonna run.
Yeah.
So then we see a friend of Brianna's ask her why Alex and Rocky left, and she acts surprised and says, did they leave? And then she says, I don't care. And then we just see Alex and Rocky driving away as the party continues, and it's super sad. And I feel really bad for Rocky. this party is insane and so awkward. And I was watching it and I was like, I think MTV wanted Brianna to invite Rocky, obviously, like for drama. Mm-hmm. And that she probably had no desire to actually do so and didn't think that she would actually come. And when she showed up, she just froze and like didn't know what
absolutely.
To do.
Yeah.
And it does come off as so mean girl and rude. And I feel bad because Rocky seemed like she really did want to make amends and just be friends again. But I think the whole thing was MTV orchestrated, right? I mean, Brianna probably didn't give a shit if she was ever friends with Rocky again. And Rocky thought, well, maybe this is like our chance to reconcile through MTV, maybe.
See, yes, but then Brianna is also still so emotional whenever she talks about Rocky. So I feel like if she actually, like, I feel like she would have wanted to be friends with her. She just like felt too like ashamed to like actually approach her or talk to her because she was so hurt and she didn't want to say that, but like
maybe she wanted to hurt her back the way that she was felt hurt, you know, which I think she accomplished.
I don't know.
I thought this episode was really entertaining to watch, and again, it's my favorite.
Do it again for us. do the line for us.
Okay. I didn't do anything wrong. it's the like anything, you know. So that was the end of the episode. What did you guys think about this episode?
I didn't love it as much as you did, but I loved how them retelling that scene between them got progressively like more dramatic each time. I just loved it.
Yeah.
I could have done with less Lexi in this episode.
Yeah, I think this episode is kind of when the season starts to turn to be a little bit more entertaining. It's not as boring, for sure. But I do remember just like being so confused when I first watched this season, because I thought that Brianna was going to be like my favorite character, and I like hated her, you know, because I was like, oh, Lauren's sister is so cool. And then it was that. So it's sad.
I was like, I didn't know what episode we were on when I sat down to do this. And then when I like popped it on, I was like, oh, yes. Like, I was so pumped because I wasn't excited to watch the episode because the last three have been like, yeah, you know? So I was just like, oh, yes, it's getting there, you know? Yep. So I was pumped about that. Did you guys have a favorite outfit?
Yes. When Rocky and Brianna had their lunch, Rocky was wearing this like long sleeve shirt with like the, so it was like the cut all down the middle. I don't know what that style is called, but it's very like disco, would you say? I don't even know. But it did make a comeback at some point in the 2000s, and I'm sure it'll come back again. But like she had on like a little mini skirt and like little wedges and heels. She was,
they were so cute. Really cute. Yeah, they were strappy wedges.
She looked so good. Usually I don't like her style, but she looked really good. And that barbecue, like her bikini with the cover up, I thought Rocky killed it.
I wouldn't have chosen to wear that outfit with the mini skirt, maybe like shorts or capris at the time. Like I wouldn't wear capris today, but like at the time. but yeah, but I loved those shoes. They were so cute. And I thought she looked really good.
Yeah. My favorite was her at the end at the party with her bikini top. And again, I thought she looked really pretty. So
yeah.
Team Rocky.
Yeah. I will honorable mention, it's not a great outfit, but Lexi's dress at that dinner, I thought she looked like a grandma. I don't know. She was wearing like that dress, and then she had like the statement necklaces on, and I was just like, this is not the outfit.
I thought the same thing. I was like, what is this dress?
Yeah. Tara, they're walking into this nice restaurant, and Lexi's wearing a dress, and Tara's wearing jeans and like a tank top.
And Kellen was wearing like shorts and a t-shirt.
I forgot to point that out when we watched it. Kellen was wearing like children clothes to like his dinner.
Skater clothes. It was super weird. Yeah.
I do think Lexi like tried to look nice though, but I think she ended up looking like a grandma.
Yeah. That's a weird choice.
Favorite moment of the episode?
Mine was just Rocky standing her ground and standing up for herself. For like sure. That was awesome. I love her.
Yeah. I loved Kendra and Cammy and Lexi talking about the story. Self-centered and stupid. So
Cammy, ridiculous. I can't come to your birthday party because Lexi can't come. And I need support. Yeah, super funny. Obviously, my favorite scene is I didn't do anything wrong. It's still just so funny to me as an adult. And I used to quote it all the time, and I still do, obviously, because it's funny. And yeah, I also appreciated Rocky sticking up for herself in that scene and just like, well, now I have a new boyfriend and a new best friend, and they don't have any issues with how I spend my time.
Yeah, they agree quite nicely.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm like, woo, get it, girl. Tell her. Yeah, so it was very entertaining. I enjoyed this episode. I enjoyed recapping this episode, even though it's the same scene like 5 times. But yeah, I'm excited for the rest of the season now because I enjoyed the drama, I guess. So I'm hoping I get more drama. I watched the like next time on Laguna Beach or whatever, and I saw Cameron and Tessa making out in the bed, and I was like,
Oh yeah, the next episode is the San Diego episode. Oh, it's a good one. Yes.
Adrian, you better do it justice.
I'm excited.
Yeah, it's good.
Thank you for listening to Season 3 of Millennial TV. If you liked the episode, don't forget to follow us on your favorite podcasting platform. And tell all your friends how much you love us and bring them along for the ride next week. Again, we're your hosts, Candace, Liz, and Adrian, and we will see you next week.